I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Eastern Congo is riven by conflict, featuring some of the most brutal forms of violence, in particular sexual violence against women. One armed group that's central to that violence is made up of former Hutu rebels from the Rwandan genocide in 1994. The group is known as the FDLR, the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda. Yesterday, two of its leaders were arrested on suspicion of terrorism and crimes against humanity. But it's where they were arrested that's drawing attention. Germany. The BBC's Peter Gresta has been investigating the connection between the FDLR in the Democratic Republic of Congo and its leaders in Europe. He begins his report in eastern Congo.
The FDLR, or Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, have been fighting in these hills for almost a decade. Their leaders say they formed the militia to protect Rwandan refugees who fled here after the genocide of 1994. But their founding leaders include many who took part in that mass killing, and human rights groups say it is the most brutal force in a very bad neighborhood. Eventually, an FDLR official delivers a message. The militia's local spokesman, known only as La Forge, wants to talk to us, to explain why they're still in the bush. We climb a hill to a church where he's waiting.
We are fighting to protect the refugees, other civilian refugees who are victims of these attacks. Do you know that we are fighting against the international plot against Hutu people?
Claims of a higher moral purpose are galling to the women sheltering at the Heal Africa refuge in Goma. In a tin shed that serves as a chapel, a group of women cluster together around a faith healer. All of the women here have been raped or abused. A Heal Africa hospital has treated 15,000 victims of sexual violence in the past decade, two-thirds of them blamed on FDLR. It appears so systematic that human rights groups believe they're using rape as a weapon of war. With prayers filling the air, the women search for answers. In a quiet corner of the compound, Aline Sifa is engrossed in her laundry. She's a shy 18-year-old with an easy smile and a nightmare to tell. Earlier this year, the FDLR abducted her and used her as a sex slave. She was gang-raped until she could barely walk. After 4 months, she escaped. Now, she's alone, destitute and pregnant.
This destroyed my life. First, I lost my studies. I've also lost my innocence. And I've lost everything else I had. My clothes, my goods, my life.
At a camp in Rwanda for the ex-fighters that the UN manages to get out, they sing songs of loyalty to a country they once fought. These men have chosen to turn their backs on the rebel movement, but they know much about its inner workings. The picture they paint is of an organisation much more sophisticated than the ragtag militia it seems at first glance. In truth, it's more like a multinational corporation, with its field operations in the Congo, but support services in North America and Europe. And its head is Ignace Mwanashaka, the Germany-based president and supreme military commander.
He's considered as the god of the FDLR.
Captain Bisokye Donat used to be in charge of officer training until he joined the demobilization program earlier this year.
I read an order on a telegram that said if the FDLR is attacked, then the FDLR should target civilian villages so the international community will pay attention to what's happening on the ground and force Rwanda to negotiate with us.
There were orders in effect to commit war crimes. On Tuesday, German authorities arrested Mr. Mwanashaka, accusing him of running a terrorist organization and of crimes against humanity. The regional head of the UN's peacekeeping operations, Hirut Gebrselassie, believes it's about time.
The linkage is clear. These are criminal activities. These are people that encourage people in the field to kill, to rape every day. So these are crimes. So they should be prosecuted. It's just a matter of being serious about it and document facts.
And the fact, as the UN sees it, is that a fundamentally criminal organization in the Congo is being run from the heart of Europe. Calixto Barashamana is the FDLR's executive secretary, the second most powerful man in the organisation. He lives in Paris. He's been banned from travelling, but he remains their international spokesman.
We condemn all those abuses. We have always called for an international investigation so that they can identify the authors of those abuses and bring them to justice. That is our policy.
It's your policy, perhaps, but those policies aren't always implemented.
We have consistently said that people of the FDLR are not involved in those crimes.
For weeks, we've been asking the French government why one of the FDLR's key leaders continues to help run the organisation from Paris, and they've repeatedly declined our request for an interview. But at a news conference, a foreign ministry spokesman said that while France respects its obligations under international law, Rwanda and the International Criminal Tribunal are the correct places to deal with Calixto Mbarushimana. For The World, I'm Peter Grester, Paris.